KQED.
Moving on now to Salinas, where the Chinatown neighborhood is the place drug deals, gang violence, and homelessness mix together in an isolated pocket of the city. Just this year, there's been 4 shootings, a homicide, and a fire, all within the span of 1 block. But plans are underway to give the neighborhood a makeover, as KQED's Sarah Craig reports.
This is what Salinas' Chinatown sounds like today.
But there's that ring.
These railroad tracks have defined Chinatown, which always seems to be on the wrong side of them. Local historian Wellington Lee says that when he was growing up, back in the 40s and 50s, Chinatown was Mexican love songs, Chinese opera, and the click-clack of heels.
This is where everybody came for all the vices, you know, prostitution, whatever.
Lee says while it's always been rowdy, the neighborhood went downhill in the 70s. That's when the streets around Chinatown were widened to make it faster for cars going to the highway. But that meant that all the streets going into Chinatown, across the tracks, were cut off.
You know how railroads have their ding-ding signs and whatever? They had 2. It was like a gateway to Chinatown. They had 2 of them on each side, and, you know, just cross the tracks and just come right in.
Buildings were torn down. Businesses left. In the 80s, the prostitution got so bad that the city changed all the streets to be one way, and all point in the same direction. The reasoning was that it would discourage traffic.
All these one-way streets and everything didn't deter nothing.
It didn't deter nothing.
That's longtime Chinatown residents Diana West and Jimmy Rice.
I mean, it is what it is. Chinatown is Chinatown.
And for the first time in more than 30 years the couple has lived here, the design of those streets could change. That's because the city of Salinas is trying to plan its way out of this dilemma. Pretty much everyone is on board to get rid of the one-way streets, put in a railroad crossing, make the place more walkable. Professor Seth Pollack of California State University at Monterey Bay believes in this power of design.
So with those simple design changes and changes in the built environment, you're going to have energy. You're going to have people exchanging. You're going to have new businesses coming. You're going to have people coming to Chinatown for things besides prostitution, drugs, and alcohol.
To discourage those coming for the daily fix, the city will have to wait over a year for the plan to be completed. Then they're looking at an estimated price tag of $30 to $50 million to implement it. And the next step in the planning process is to talk to all of the stakeholders in the area. This input has already been collected twice before, in 2007 and 2010, and the plans failed because the money fell through. But maybe this third time's a charm. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Craig.